Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Happy Black Friday, Kareem.
Power to the people.
Last year on Black Friday, got married. Third time's a charm.
It's working out so far.
Oh, fantastic. Anniversary's tomorrow. Could not be happier. Going to keep this one.
If she keeps you.
No. It's all good. See, if you're smarter about how you choose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. It's one of those things, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that goes into the others. And, you know, I'm not laying blame at anybody's feet. Because I made choices, they made choices, and, you know, you move on from there.
It is what it is. It was what it was.
You know what's really funny is in my dating days after the last divorce, I went out a couple of times with this chick who, and I can't remember her name now because it does not matter. She hated the term, it is what it is. Mm. And I said, well, why? She goes, well, it's not what it is. I mean, you could do something about it. And I go, no, but if that is what it is, then that's what it is. But it's not. And that was the moment I knew that that wasn't going to work out.
Hey, you were smart enough to get out.
I said, this is not going to work out.
What this is...
Is over.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the... That's the whole part. That's the whole point of...
Dating
and figuring out what works for you and what doesn't. And, you know, I'm sure there's somebody out there who's very happy with her right now.
Yeah, and that's why it is what it is.
Or not. or not.
It just is what it is.
Whatever it might be.
Said it like 10 times that night.
It's one of those things where I was just like, and it wasn't a big deal. It was just one of those little things that made me go, you know what? This is not a long-term option.
Yeah.
Because I cannot take a regular figure of speech and just never use it again because you have some weird, nonsensical objection to it.
It doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense.
You might have objected to the way somebody used it before.
Sure.
But
there are figures of speech that have to be used, like queer as a three-peckered billy goat. I mean, these are important phrases. Kareem knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And queer not meaning gay.
No, strange, weird.
Odd.
Different.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is. You can't have the word queer, gay people.
You can, but you have to allow us to use it also.
There are other definitions.
Right. There are literally other definitions.
I will let you have gay and not use it to mean happy. I'll let you have that one.
I like saying gay sometimes.
I just said I will. You can do what you want. It's a free country.
That's right.
That's where we live. So I want to remind everybody, Cyber Monday is coming up. Today's Black Friday. Cyber Monday coming up on Monday. That means Amazon's going to have a whole fucking ass load of deals for you. And when you go to hit them up, hit the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Oh, can I just say, if you've not bought an Instant Pot yet, you need to buy one on Cyber Monday because it is the best item to ever own in your house.
Okay, what is an Instant Pot?
It's like an 8-in-1. Like, now they have 10-in-1 versions. But basically, it allows you to pressure cook. It allows you to slow cook. It allows you to cook rice. You can, sterilize. You can sterilize items. You can make yogurt with it. You can do all these different things, that it does. Like, that it just is the most amazing. You can saute in it.
Does it give you a hand job?
No, but if you say that, and like, they might actually make a version of it eventually. Because basically what they do is every year they make new, Like, well, they have a Canadian company. It's a Canadian company.
They have to because rubes like you already own one, and then you see the new one and go, oh, it does two more things. I have to get a new one.
No, yes. I wouldn't.
I'm putting this out at the yard. We're having a yard sale.
No, we don't need to do
having a yard sale. Get rid of the eight. We're getting a 10 in one.
Only when it comes with that hand job option. Right? We'll get that one. But no, but honestly, like, it is awesome. I mean, like, we cook pork in there all the time. We cook chicken in there all the time. You can make spaghetti. Like, you literally put the meatball, the frozen meatballs in, the spaghetti or whatever noodles you're going to use, the sauce, and, like, extra water, and it comes out perfect in, like, 13 minutes without having to drain any water, without having to do anything. It is the most ridiculous thing. We made Alfredo chicken a couple weeks ago, and it was amazing.
So, like, if you're lazy in the kitchen like Jason.
No, honestly, the biggest reason, the biggest reason we got it was because, to make things quicker in the kitchen, make it easier. I mean, cause it really, like, I made chicken and dumplings, like, the other night in, like, 45 minutes. Now, that's the most ridiculous thing you've probably ever heard, making chicken and dumplings. But because of the pressure cooker, it cooks all of, like, the, if you use bone in, like, you get an amazing broth from it.
You know what the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard is the fact that you think someone would find that interesting. Man. So you brought it up.
there is a Facebook group for Instant Pots that has 750,000 members. Like,
no, I'm sure there are.
I'm telling you, like,
people are idiots. Not.
I'm just, for $90, it is one of the things that you'll use. So, like, we use ours at least 3 or 4 times a week, and I know lots of other people that use it that often also.
Of course. If you got a family, and like you said in the last show, in your grievance, time is really the thing that ticks away. And for someone like you with a family, you have limited time to spend with your daughter to be able to throw everything into that thing and make dinner and have it be ready. And you don't have to be standing over it and cooking everything. That's the time that you can spend playing with your daughter, reading to your daughter. You're buying yourself time.
And
right?
Yeah. And everybody else, I mean, I'm telling, like, even for somebody like, even you would love it. And
even me.
You would just imagine, no, you don't have to worry about sauces. you can put a whole, like, for instance, okay, so we go to Costco and we get the pork tri-tip,
sure.
Is the kind of meat it's called. You get 4 of them and it's like pretty much $18 for, like probably about, I don't know, I think it's like, 18 pounds of pork, which is a fucking great deal. It's an amazing deal on the pork itself. And, we put it in there and it is amazing. Like, it is so tender. You make shredded pork tacos. You can make shredded, like, all
this. How many people are in your house?
Well, it's my mom, myself, and my wife. And
I want to know how big this thing that he's putting 18 pounds of, like, pork in it.
So, no, only one. No, I only use, that's the thing. Like, I get it. So I freeze all of it and
gotcha.
Then I take one out.
Exactly.
I take one out and I defrost it. But
I mean, it takes the 3 of y'all to make a whole person.
We use it. We actually, when we make one of the 3 pound pieces of pork, we actually will eat it for the next 2 or 3 nights because we'll make lunches with it.
No, I completely understand. I do a roast every weekend and that's my lunch all week.
Yeah.
Except for the one day I try to go to fucking Chipotle. If you don't know what I'm talking about,
listen to
Wednesday's episode.
But I'm telling you, it's awesome. I mean, and it makes amazing roast pork, roast beef, roast chicken, like, and you put it, like, you can cook a whole side of beef, like, and make it shredded, like, within 70 minutes.
Okay, you're not cooking a whole side of beef. You have no idea about measurements.
No, a roast, not a side of beef. I was exaggerating.
It would need to be the size of your freezer. Yeah, you put a whole side of beef in.
Well, no, you know what I meant.
That's how you know he didn't grow up on a farm.
Put 5 pounds of meat in there, and you can pressure cook it, I guess, is what
I'm
saying.
Damn, city boy.
Awesome. So if, whether it's something like that for yourself or something for a gift, maybe you've got an anniversary gift coming up. That would make a great anniversary gift for that couple who has everything. Give them an extra 1-in-1. Shop Amazon, tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Anywho, let's move on. There's a real concern about Christmas. In fact, Jim Baker believes that they outlawed Merry Christmas a few years ago.
I've been shopping for Christmas ornaments about Jesus. I'm not anti-Santa Claus. I just don't want them in my face every minute because it's the birthday of Jesus Christ.
Or you don't, you don't want the holiday tree. You want a Christmas tree.
I do.
Right?
And I want to be able to. They outlawed Merry Christmas a few years ago, and you know it.
But you know, Jeff,
you couldn't even say Merry Christmas at Walmart. And the Walmart greeters told me they weren't allowed to say it. Well, but we all started writing, and what did we do? We changed it.
Yes.
We changed it. We all worked together. You don't have to lay down for it.
They didn't outlaw Merry Christmas.
They did not.
In fact, if you go to Walmart, you can say Merry Christmas all you like. In fact, yeah, they told the greeters to say Happy Holidays because you don't know if the person walking into Walmart celebrates Christmas or not.
Right, and they were trying to make sure they didn't get sued because you were discriminating against people who celebrated other holidays. Idiots.
They outlawed Christmas a few years ago. I was looking for some Jesus ornaments.
They're those fucking Jesus ornaments.
I was looking for Jesus ornaments because I wanted a Christmas tree to put presents under because that's what Jesus would have wanted.
The funny thing is like she made a difference between a holiday tree and a Christmas tree. They're the fucking same thing, and a Christmas tree is still a pagan holiday tradition. It has nothing to do with Christmas, like with Jesus Christmas. That has everything to do with a Yule Christmas, with a Yule tide, with what is considered to be a Druid like holiday. Like I mean, like it's so ridiculous. It's like how do they think that? Oh man, people are so fucking stupid, man. I mean, like. Look, and in fact, it's been co-opted. It was co-opted. It was a Roman holiday that we're just celebrating winter solstice, people. Like, it's just the winter solstice being celebrated. Like, Jesus Christ.
You're going to hell, Jason.
No, like, the Catholic Church co-opted it because, hey, Christianity is on the rise. We need a new kingdom. We need a new thing. Let's consolidate this Jesus guy. Let's just make the holidays, we'll just make our holidays based off that. Valentine's Day, Roman holiday. Easter, Roman holiday. Christmas, Roman holiday. All these things go back to fucking it's fucking ridiculous. Like at least with the Catholic Church, it all is rooted in Roman holidays. I'm sorry.
You didn't hear us disagree with you. You're preaching to the choir, yeah, boy. You're preaching to the choir.
They also the point was they didn't outlaw saying Merry Christmas.
No. Because the fucking war on Christmas is stupid. There's no such fucking thing, man. What it's called is you live in a country with millions of other fucking people, and not everybody is a fucking Christian. Some of those people are Muslims. Some of those people are atheists. Some of those people are fucking Jewish. People are things other than Christians, and they don't celebrate fucking Christmas.
Nobody exists to white Christians. Except for white Christians. Oh. Nobody else exists. Don't you know that?
Man, fucking.
I keep telling y'all. Keep
no, but ignoring I know. But I know some. I know some really great white Christians that do, you know, believe in people other than themselves, and aren't these other ones that are giving them bad names. Like,
get out of California, man.
No, that's why
this is Disneyland, bro.
I know, man.
How the fuck do you think we got Donald Trump?
Oh, man.
Because the rest of the white people aren't the same.
Man.
They think totally different.
Well, it's true. It's true. Unless you want to go to Europe and then the white people make sense again.
In pockets.
All right. All right. So let's calm down. Let's be rational. And let's find out exactly what we need to do to be like Alex Jones and beat the globalists.
Elite psychopaths. They are seeing all this and are testing it on us and now really do have massive life extension. They've got stuff that's AI. It's just not self-aware, but it's artificially intelligent. And what we know they've got is so advanced that that's why they act like we don't even exist now. They've got a plan. They're carrying it out. And they don't want us to be aware of it or to have any culture. And people that are part of it are scared. And they're there dutifully following their orders. You watch those Google, Facebook, and Twitter executives in those hearings attacking InfoWars. They were scared of Congress, and they were scared, and they were there like little scientists. Yes, sir, we're doing it. Program operational. Yes, we're going to shut them down. Don't worry.
That's because you propagate nonsense, paranoia. Oh, yeah, and you're part of the Russian propaganda machine, which we found out. you're a tool of the Russian government, Alex Jones. That's why. It has nothing to do with life extension or anything like that, but he's still not done. He's just ramping himself up. Mm-hmm. He's just getting ready. Now, I will remind you before I go on, Alex Jones was in a custody battle with his ex-wife over his children not very long ago. A custody battle he did not do great in. So going to leave it at that. So that might have a little something to do with how he plans to fight the globalists.
Because they've been dialed in, okay? They want themselves to be safe. That's why almost none of them have families. Because they're saying no one in the EU leadership now has children except for five countries that are pulling out of it. They all have kids. All the major elites don't have children now, ladies and gentlemen.
Major elites. All the major elites. What are the... Exactly.
Who the fuck are... Who is he talking about?
Like, nobody knows. That's the whole thing. They make up these fucking boogeymen.
Because everybody who's owns... All the billionaires have a bunch of kids.
Right.
That's why they're so scared of the estate tax.
How many... Donald Trump... Donald Trump has five.
Yes.
By three different women.
So who the fuck is he... Oh, my God.
Well, he's... Hold on. He's got a plan.
Because they've been told you may not get access into the ARC centers, the below ground facilities and places during this if you got kids. And we don't want your kids there. They're like, we understand. I mean, we're close, folks. None of them are having kids. Because they wouldn't put kids through what's about to happen. I'm having more. I'm putting everything I got on the table. I'm going to have more children. We're going into this. We're going to win. I'm putting everything on the line. I'm not a coward. I'm having more. And I love them more than my wife 1,000 times. And that's why I love them enough to put them on the table so they have a future. And I'm not going to give up on humanity just because these sick psychopaths have decided to bring in world government and kill everybody.
Oh, man. Who's fucking him?
There's some crazy lady. You know there is. Come on, Kareem.
There always is.
There is. He's having more children.
She has an agenda.
So there you go. So there's something that's coming. It's going to be terrible. It's so terrible that the global elitists who know what's coming are not having children. But Alex Jones...
He's putting it all on the table.
He's putting it all on the table. He's going to have more children. To do what? I really don't know. But he's very upset about it. So...
Oh, man.
I don't know why he's doing it. Vladimir Putin told him to. What's going on? Anyway, over the weekend, a writer from Lena Dunham and Jenny Connor's Lenny Letter, which, Jason, have you ever heard of the Lenny Letter?
I have, but only because I loathe Lena Dunham.
Publicly left the popular newsletter. Popular. Okay. Citing Dunham's racism in response to rape accusations against her friend and co-worker, Murray Miller, saying it's time for women of color, black women in particular, to divest from Lena Dunham. A writer, Zinzi Clemens, tweeted, in a long post that follows, the What We Lose writer claimed that Dunham and her friends, including Girls co-star Jemima Kirk, whom the author has known since their college years, have been notorious for their, quote, well-known racism, end quote. She adds, I'd call their strain hipster racism, which typically uses sarcasm as a cover, and in the end, it looks a lot like gaslighting. It's just a joke. Why are you overreacting? She also writes that in Lena's circles, one woman has been known to use the N-word in conversation in order to be provocative, and that she was even called out on it. She would say, it's just a joke. I was often in the same room with her, but I never spoke to her, only watched her from far in anxiety and horror. Kareem, what is hipster racism?
It's regular racism, but it tries to be covered up.
With skinny jeans?
Skinny jeans, and I'm a gentrifier, but I'm not really a gentrifier. I want to know your concerns while we're moving in the community. We're not going to stop moving in, but we just know us to know your concerns. Oh, and I'll call the police on you because you were too loud. Yeah, that's what hipster racism is. It's white people who pretend that they're allies, but they're really fucking racist, and they don't want to admit that they're racist.
Yeah, I've seen guys like that, like this, like the guy that got taken down recently that I was talked about last week.
Oh, the improv guy.
Yeah, he. That's one of the things that he would do. Like, and I just like he would make a joke, a thinly like, but it'd be like, dude, like you can't like, oh, it's just a joke. Like, and he would do it not on stage, but like in closed groups and stuff like that. Am like yes, like that's. There's people that are still.
So like, I have a joke about my girlfriend being clumsy, and
okay.
You know, and she's white.
Yes.
So, I tell this joke. It kills everywhere. It kills everywhere, except for when I would do Luna's, and then the white women in the audience would be like, "Oh, he's such an asshole for talking about abusing his wife or his girlfriend." Like, I really abuse my girlfriend.
Right.
That's hipster racism.
Luna's is right in the heart of Midtown Sacramento.
Yes, so that's hipster racism. That's white people. Like I said, they try to pretend like they're allies, but they're really fucking racist, and they just don't want to. They're not, as I would say, they're not lynched. They're not. They're like, oh, you know, I'm not. Oh, I'm down for the cause, but you know, they're really fucking racist.
Yeah, so they're pretending like they're on board, but they're like
no.
But and honestly, that's almost worse.
Yeah, it is. It actually is worse
because there's a hypocrisy to it that you're like, well, what exactly do you stand for?
Yeah, like I had a coworker, and they say you shouldn't speak ill of the dead, but God rest her soul. Who we were cool at work, like her kids would come to work with us. We would all go to lunch and whatnot. And then her daughter started liking this black kid at school. And so there was a black girl that liked the same little boy. And so those two had problems.
Sure.
And so the black girl told her daughter's like, oh, you should stay with your old kind. And then she was kind of like, well, I think she might have a point. And that was when I was like, oh. And he was like, oh, I thought you were one of the good ones. But I'm like, if you feel like that and we interact the way we do, then fuck, all white people must be like this. Because those are the ones that kind of kill it before you're like thinking it's cool. And you're like, oh, okay, well, okay, now I got you. Okay, we're good. I know who you are now, but, you know.
Jason, are all white people racist? Go.
More than you would think.
More than you guys think.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why I'm saying this to Nate, not to you. Because I've seen them. I mean, like, you, as a, if you're a white guy and you say that you haven't heard another white guy use racial epithets and you haven't been present, like, you're not, like, either A, you grew up somewhere where there's no black people.
Well, no, and growing up, I would hear it there.
Oh,
you would hear it occasionally, but it was in the abstract.
It's like I know people that used it in like they all live in the South, like in San Diego area outside. Like, but I had a family member ask me, knowing how like liberal I am and stuff like that, what I would do if my daughter brought home a black guy that was like a gangster like type of kid, like it's like. First of all, what type of question is that? Like, and B, like, and like, I'm going to trust my daughter that she's making the right decisions with her life. Like,
So the question would be, if he was a black guy, why would he have to be a gangster?
Right, exactly. That's exactly what I was making to. That's exactly the points that I was making to him. Like, why would he even ask that? Like, why are you even fucking asking that question? Like, that you just showed me that you are a racist. Like, your question is inherently racist in what you're asking. Like, why would you even ask me that? Like, especially you knowing who I am. So yeah, that guy definitely got an earful. Like, I left the conversation. I was like, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Like, what if she brings home a white guy that ends up being a mass murderer? Like, yeah. What am I gonna do about that? You know, I mean, like, what type of fucking question is that?
Yeah,
it's fucking stupid. But people that are anyhow, man, like, it's people that are white just that haven't done any reading, have not traveled at all, have not, like, they just have no. idea. And then you have the other edge of people. So you have the uneducated white people that haven't traveled really and have been in their little circles. And then you have the ultra rich white people that have the racism on another level, which is just like,
but black, those white people aren't racist.
They're classes.
They're classes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about
anybody.
Anybody except for
other rich people. Yeah.
Let me just throw this out there. I know you like to throw in reading. Let me remind you that Ann Coulter has written several books. So is Bill O'Reilly. Reading is overrated. All that requires is that you don't be a fucking asshole. And you don't have to be smart, and you don't have to be well-read to be kind and not a fucking asshole.
That is a great point.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard. And if you want to go Christian for a moment, let's talk Jesus. What's the golden rule?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's it. Yeah. That's all there fucking is to it. I don't need to read about the black experience from the moment that you arrived in this country in chains. I don't need to know your personal story to know that I would not want to be treated like that, so I'm not going to treat you like that. Stop making excuses.
Exactly.
Everybody fucking stop making excuses. Stop treating people like shit. And go, and then just give them a pass. Oh, well, they're not well read. Oh, well, they grew up here. No, they're just being dicks. And if they're Christian, then they're the worst type of dicks because it's spelled out. Don't pull out your fucking bullshit, ridiculous, 16th verse of Isaiah or the Philotians or Timothy. Where the fuck you're going to pull it out from? Let's pull out some goddamn Jesus. Let's whip Jesus out. And slap everybody right across the face like it's a dick in a porno film.
Yes, because Jesus was used as justification for slavery. And that was the only book that slaves were allowed to read, the few that were allowed to read, was the Bible. And the passages that they were taught from were the ones that told you to obey your master.
Not the part about do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Not that one. By the way, they asked Jesus what the most important commandment was, and that's what the motherfucker said.
Yes.
That's it. I don't need to read. I don't need to understand everybody's struggle and suffering. It's not hard.
And if you're a Christian, you should only really be abiding by what Jesus said, because it's in the title of your fucking religion.
That's your whole reason for being. So if you're on TV bilking people out of millions of dollars, buying your shitty food buckets, or whatever else you're doing in the name of Christ, then you are a fucking hypocrite about it. And I hope he does come back. Do I believe he will? No. But I hope he comes back, because he's not going to be happy with you fuckers.
Yeah. You were the guys that had the tables that got turned over.
You think I'm mad at you? Wait till Jesus comes back. Oh, that is going to be one pissed off bearded motherfucker. And by the way, he's not going to be as pale in complexion as I am.
I think he's already back. They haven't let him across the border.
Yeah, he's probably a Syrian refugee.
Anyway, moving on. All right. So,
man,
if you're wondering why the theater floor is so sticky, an Amoros, Texas couple was arrested after they were caught having sex inside a theater at a multiplex in San Antonio. According to cops, who reported that one of the suspects explained that we were just having a little fun. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office deputies were dispatched last Thursday to the sprawling theater in response to a 12:10 a.m. lewd conduct call. Two employees told cops that a man and a woman were seen having sex in Theater 13. The police report
must not have thought anybody was going to show up.
Right? Police report does not indicate what movie was playing at the time. While doing his rounds, one employee reported spotting a woman with her hands around her male companion's groin area, parenthetical penis, stroking him really fast. The employee then left the theater to summon his manager. I need to get the manager. There's a lady jerking a guy off in Theater 13. When two employees returned, the woman was straddling the man and sexually riding him. Upon closer inspection, the workers determined that the moviegoers were in fact engaged in sexual activity, with the woman riding the man really fast.
She was trying to get it done before they got out.
This is a public place, one employee declared. You need to stop what you're doing and get off of him.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image in the style that you used to.
Caught by surprise, the couple stood there for a long time before the woman began to pull up her pants, which were down to her thighs, and the man raised his shorts. Workers said they could not see the couple's genitalia. Well, it was a dark movie theater. However, they both noted the Randy duo had removed their clothing and were trying really hard to cover themselves with a small blanket. Well, there's how you know there's a problem right there. They brought a blanket to the movies. During police questioning, the duo, Melissa Feist Muskusten, who's 39, and Adam Emmett Lee, who's 40, charged with public lewdness, which is a misdemeanor. During questioning, Lee said, "Yeah, man, I should have known better." While his acknowledging the behavior was, and I quote, "stupid on my part," he added, "we were just having a little fun." They're free on $1,600 bond. The manager told the cops that the couple's encounter may have been recorded by hidden surveillance cameras, but the footage from inside Theater 13 could only be accessed by loss prevention officials. Why, are people shoplifting in Theater 13? What the hell is that for?
We're trying to see if they brought food from the outside.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Meanwhile, a Maryland Hamburglar was arrested after video of the break-in at the McDonald's went viral. If you guys haven't seen this video, let me throw it up on the screen for you.
Hilarious.
Let me close that. Play this lady here. Jessica Marie Cross, 27, was arrested on burglary and theft charges. When a McDonald's employee arrived at work on November 5th to discover the burglary, which netted the thief $1,400. When they reviewed the surveillance video, they saw the burglar arrived at the drive-through window in a Hyundai Sonata around 1 a.m. She then pried open the drive-through window, leaned in, and poured herself a soda. Then she climbed climbed in through. It was a little hard. She's struggling to fit through. Yeah, I got that booty through there. And love the camera zooming in. There she is. Got her fountain drink through the window and then spent 35 minutes in the eatery before departing. In addition to cash, she allegedly swiped a purse, Happy Meal toys, and food items. Cops charged that she can be seen attempting to disable the surveillance system, wipe her fingerprints from the area, and wash the cash drawers to remove her fingerprints. But we can see you.
Who left the door open?
I don't know. Do they lock the drive-through window?
They should. Yeah,
they should.
Yeah,
well, I know. If you go to some fast food places in South Sac, they've got the bulletproof thing that they slide over the
window. Even my neighborhood.
Well, that's right. They haven't gentrified the fast food joints yet.
It's coming. No! It's
for NPR and
they're
the following
ungentrifying them, so that means they can leave them open now because white people there are safe.
There you go.
Following message come from 23andMe.com.
Oh.
Click the Hear More button to hear Winnie, a 23andMe customer who was adopted, tell the story of being matched with her birth family through genetic testing.
The Faroe Islands is a tiny archipelago about halfway between Iceland and Norway.
There are a lot of people that don't even know that we exist.
Levi Hansen from Visit Faroe Islands says that...
Yeah, pretty much everyone who listens to this show doesn't know they exist.
In a lot of remote places, Google Street View wasn't available, which meant potential visitors couldn't see what they were missing. So the tourism board decided to enlist some of the locals for help.
We're a population of 50,000 people, but we have approximately 70,000 to 80,000 sheep.
Sheep. You see where this is going?
We strapped cameras on the back of sheep and put the sheep out into the mountains and created our own version.
The sheep started documenting the place with 360-degree cameras that ran on solar power. The technology worked great, but the sheep needed some motivation.
You know, like when you go sheep herding, you would sort of stand around them and sort of, you know, usher them in the right direction. And then eventually they started to move, so that's how we did it.
And eventually they had this video we're hearing and images of the beautiful Faroe Islands landscape. They then uploaded the images to Google Maps, and instead of calling it Street View...
Welcome to Sheep View 360.
Sheep View! And 5 weeks after Sheep View launched...
Look! Google is coming!
Google brought their official Street View cameras to map the roads by car. They also brought smaller cameras so the tourism board could capture hiking trails and seashores. The images they collected went live on Google earlier this month, along with some of what the sheep captured earlier. Levi Hansen says they left a few surprises, so hopefully people will still go see them in person.
We think that, you know, that it doesn't harm if we leave some places a bit more mysterious.
And one thing to make clear here.
The cameras were extremely light. I mean, we're really certain that the sheep couldn't feel anything.
In other words, no sheep were harmed in the maze.
They're really sure the sheep couldn't feel anything. A likely story, sir. A likely story. All right, it's time for Cooler Tool. Black Friday edition. First up in black and Cooler Tool, PDAs, personal public displays of affection. Jason.
Oh, they're cool.
Kareem.
They're cool.
Oh. You know, I think there's a limit, and the limit involves your penis being out.
True.
Your penis being out or your tongue being in somebody else's mouth. That's where the line is.
Yeah.
The line is inserting something into someone else. PDA line.
I agree with you there.
Up next in Cooler Tool, late night cravings. Kareem.
Cool.
Jason.
Oh, man. No, they're fucking Tool, bro.
Just,
it's Tool.
Yeah, it is, because you get up and you're like, I want to have something. And, like, and it ruins your breakfast. Because you wake up in the morning and you're like, I want to have breakfast because I have breakfast. And I'm like, but I shouldn't have breakfast because I ate in the middle of the night. It's just... And then your schedule's all fucked up, and you can't poop at the right times. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's fucking late night eat. Like, you just not eat. And fuck it. And I always do. I always have a bowl of cereal or something, and I can't get rid of the gut. Can't get rid of the gut because of it.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, putting animals to work. Jason.
It's been happening since the beginning of time, so it's cool.
Kareem.
It's cool.
The sheep didn't feel a thing. It's cool. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. So that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. We already did the big shop Amazon push at the beginning of the show. So a couple nights ago, Leslie was watching TV in the bedroom. And she said, come in here. I have something I need to show you. And I knew it was something on TV. So get your mind out of the gutter.
It wasn't until you told me to keep it out of it.
Mind out of the gutter. Oh, hold on, I have to stop this fucking music. God damn it.
Damn it.
God, if I only knew what I was doing, that would be great. And she showed me this commercial, which is going to be after the bucket of pancake mix from Jim Baker, going to be the gift that I give literally everyone this holiday season.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
The words of the Bible are a guiding light for the faithful. Now the spoken word of God can be heard anytime.
And God said,
anywhere.
Let there be light.
Introducing Wonder Bible, the incredible Bible that speaks.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing.
Wonder Bible presents the entire Old and New Testaments in an unforgettable presentation. Simply turn on your Wonder Bible and a pleasant voice reads the book to you. Just listen as the words on the page come alive.
Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word.
Wonder Bible lets you listen to the letters, gospels, psalms, prophecies, and more. Easily skip to any book, chapter, or verse in seconds. Portable. Take it on the go. Listen while driving as a source of inspiration.
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
For reflective contemplation.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
And spiritual restoration through good times and bad.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God.
So that last one, the scene that they show is a couple around their kitchen table. And they've obviously got bills out there. They're looking sad and worried. They've got a calculator. And they're like, you know what? Enough of this. The numbers I'm punching into the calculator aren't making sense. Let's hear some Bible. And then they nod knowingly and smile.
Kids love Wonder Bible.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Ideal for the visually impaired.
You are the light of the world.
The spoken word of God can now be heard anywhere with the incredible Wonder Bible.
I thought it could be heard anywhere that you wanted to read it at.
Well, look, you can't read the Bible while you're driving, Kareem. I'm really upset I missed out on that voiceover gig. Because that had to take a while.
Oh, yeah.
Lo unto others. I want to voice the Bible. But I'm going to throw in a motherfucker here and there. Just to see if you're paying attention. Just to see. There's also a 3-minute video on how to work the Wonder Bible.
Wow.
And you're wondering, how do I do that? Well, here we go.
To power the device on, press and hold the play on-off button. The display will turn on, and the play will immediately begin where it left off. To turn it off, again simply press and hold the button. To select a passage on your Wonder Bible audio player, use the chapter guide to find the corresponding 6-digit code. The chapter code guide can be located at the end of the instruction manual or on the back of your Wonder Bible audio player.
Fuck that.
Wow.
Just sounds like something else out the program for grandma.
I got to call a fucking wind talker to pull out some Ephesians. Like, what's going on? I don't know. Anyway, so get ready. Jason, do you ever do any yard sailing, going around, checking out flea markets, that sort of thing?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Well, someone in Kareem's home state of North Carolina bought a photo at a flea market for $10, and it's worked out for him.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep with a special edition of Antiques Roadshow. Frank Abrams of North Carolina bought an old photo at a flea market. He paid $10 for the tintype, showing 5 tough-looking guys in hats. Experts now believe one of the men in the photo is the Old West outlaw William Bonney, Billy the Kid. What makes the picture valuable is he's in the same photo with Pat Garrett, the lawman who shot him in 1881. No one in this photo is smiling. It's Morning Edition.
Oops.
It was because you couldn't smile in a photo then because it took like 15 minutes to expose it. No one was smiling in the photo.
I wonder if that's the photo that they took together in Young Guns 2.
The one for Young Guns too. Historians will never know for sure. Never know for sure. One thing I do know for sure is that when you ask the public, you'll find out that the public is either a bunch of assholes or a bunch of morons. And this is why a true democracy is a terrible, terrible idea.
When the British Science Ministry invited the public to help name a new research ship, Bodie McBoatface won an internet poll.
And that name inspired imitators around the world. Sweden now has Trainee McTrainface. Australia has Horsey McHorseface.
In Australia, the government of New South Wales ran yet another online poll to name Sydney Harbour's new ferry. Bodie McBoatface won again.
Okay, so this is actually getting old. They've come back to the same name again. But since the name was taken, authorities went with the second choice.
Please welcome Ferry McFerryface.
Ferry McFerryface. Andrew Constance, the transport minister, is all for it.
Ferry McFerryface. Look, it's going to be great for kids, great for grandparents to go down there and get selfies with their littlies.
Littlies. Paul Garrett of the Shipworkers Union does not appreciate the humor, though.
The transport minister is demonstrating that he treats public transport as a joke. I'm just wondering why Sydney Harbour has to suffer a second-hand joke from the UK.
We do not know if the name is going to stick.
But we will bring you updates right here on Morning McMorningface.
Did you just say that?
I did.
That's awful.
Yeah, but desperate times call for desperate measures, Rachel.
I am not that desperate.
Let me just say this. I fucking hate everyone. I really do. I mean, not to sound like the cranky boatman from Sydney, but what the fuck?
I wonder how white people took over the world sometimes.
Well, it's called home field advantage. Go ahead and do that. It's like, oh my God. To quote Jason,
lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news. Coming to you.
I got to remember to turn that down faster. Sorry. Hey, it's Black Friday, and we have seven Black Friday deals on sex toys to blow your mind. We'll start with something called Unbound. If you need a little post-meal pick-me-up, head to Unbound, where you can get 30% off their entire site. You can choose from a range of sophisticated sex toys like Dame's Eva Vibrator and Jeju's Cock Ring. The sale lasts from Black Friday through Sunday, and you need to use the code BLACKFRIDAYBABES to get the discount. Oh, me bod. Well, they've got deals on their many Bluetooth-enabled massagers or remote-controlled panty vibrators.
Aw, yeah, baby.
They're offering 25% off their entire site. Sale starts November 22nd through the 28th. Love Honey, their sale's already underway. They're changing the deals three times each day, but you can choose from items in a variety of categories, including sexy lingerie, bondage, and three sex toys for $25. Adam and Eve has Black Friday discounts already available. There are pages upon pages of deals. You can score things like the Jelly Oro Simulator, $10 down from $28, and the rotating G-Spot Rabbit Vibrator, that's $40 down from $50.
Mm. Ooh.
You can head to Lilo, the sex toy maker offering between half off a variety of its enticing wares, 25% off the Aura 2 Oral Sex Simulator, 30% off the Blowhole M Cup, and 25% off Couples Toy Ida. Jason, if you want to go to 3FAP, because that gigantic turkey dinner wasn't enough for you, and you like to indulge in a giant meal of a sex toy, the 3FAP, so-called because it has three different holes to choose from, will be a whopping 50% off this Black Friday.
That's it, man.
I believe we've talked about that one on the show before.
We have.
If you want to add some anal play to your holiday celebrations, and who doesn't, you can get 25% off any B-Vibe over $100. Just use the code FRYAY. Perfect if you're in the mood for a vibrating plug and a weighted plug, or even a sleek glass dildo.
Ooh. Like, if I know.
So there you go. There's some sex toy deals this Black Friday. Also, you can get a bunch of sex toys over on Amazon. Just do the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. And finally, in sex toy news, back in 1976, when Chad Braverman's father, Ron, invested a small grub stake in the manufacturing startup, consumers bought his products at the back of seedy bookstores and scurried out with their purchases concealed in brown paper bags. Now the younger Mr. Braverman, who is not yet born, grew up ignorant of how his father actually made a living. He would be well into his teens before learning that the company his father ran with a partner was not, as he had long supposed, some sort of criminal enterprise. In fact, it was Doc Johnson Enterprises. That's right, it's the family dildo business. He made rubber penises. He also manufactured latex vaginas, hand-shaped items devised for anal insertion, and a variety of other novelties associated with masturbatory pleasures. The evolving parlance of successive eras, those items were euphemistically known as marital aids, as though a vibrator were a couples counselor, and then sex toys, and then eventually pleasure products. Now, it was still a shadowy niche business when Mr. Braverman founded Doc Johnson, but the company would go on to become the largest producer in what's estimated to be a $15 billion global industry. And as the Bravermans, Ronald, Chad, and his sister Erica would become de facto first family of sex toys.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
So there you go.
There you go.
That would be weird. I'm going to show you guys my favorite picture from the article here. It's a woman lovingly crafting a fist!
All right.
No. No. No.
Not going to put it in?
No. I wouldn't even put it in. I wouldn't put it in anybody else. No.
What about the three-fingered one?
No.
Jeez.
No.
All right. Well, there you go. That's not your thing. That's fine. Oh. Oh, and back in October, they teamed up with artist Whitney Bell to unveil the traveling sex toy vending machine, the pop-up pleasure machine.
Man, look at all the ladies in line.
Well, yeah, that's who they're making them for.
I know, it's good for them.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, that's sex toy news for now. Good that we had that. All right, so Mike Huckabee, who I euphemistically refer to as the worst person on earth.
Mike Hickerby.
His daughter is the White House press secretary. She's also horrible, but not on the same level as her dad. Her dad's just the worst. And not just because he's a horrific hypocrite, which he is. But also because he fancies himself as funny. So Jimmy Kimmel decided, you know what, in honor of people doing other comics material, that he would have Patton Oswalt perform the comedy of Mike Huckabee to see, you know, just how it would all play out.
You remember Mike Huckabee? Mike Huckabee is the former governor. There he is. He's the former governor of Arkansas. He ran for president. He also happens to be the father of White House press secretary. Hey now, I don't think that's allowed in America. And this is some family. Mike Huckabee is quite a joker on Twitter. Every day he writes these jokes that, I don't know, maybe they're funnier in person. I think you have to hear them to appreciate them. In fact, a few months ago we asked a great comedian, someone who really knows how to deliver a joke, to come on our show to test some of Mike Huckabee's actual zingers. And it was a smash. Our ratings went like way through the roof. So here he is again. His new comedy special on Netflix is called Annihilation. With the tweets of Mike Huckabee, please give a warm Huckabee's welcome to Patton Oswalt.
It is great to be here. I love public events. Speaking of public events, I was at a public event and people started taking a knee. I was going to walk out in protest, but my wife told me it was okay. We were at church. You guys watch the news? Speaking of the news, CNN claims it knows contents of sealed federal judge order. CNN usually breaks wind, not news.
it's a fart joke.
Hey, you've heard the latest from Hollyweird? yesterday's Harvey Weinstein, toast of the town. Today's Harvey Weinstein, toast.
One more. Yeah. Okay.
I got 280, so strap in. We'll be on at Maria Bartiromo at 10 a.m. Eastern on at Fox News to discuss the 33,000 deleted Hillary emails I found on thumb drive in a box of Fruit Loops left in a vacation cottage previously rented by James Comey. Hashtag serial killer. Tip your waitresses. Thank you.
God, I hate Mike Huckabee. So there you go. Patton Oswalt bombs on stage, which, you know, I'm sure he enjoys getting that feeling back in the pit of his stomach again. All right, Jason, you're a man who's followed his dreams, right?
For the most part.
There you go. Well, it's a very important thing. Well, a Northern California man has also followed his dreams and NPR.
When the British...
NPR has a story.
Good morning, I'm Rachel Martin. Can loving Disneyland help you lose weight? It's a stretch, but Disney fandom definitely helped one California man keep weight off. After getting gastric bypass surgery, John Hale committed to ride the Pixar Cars attraction 10,000 times. He said all the walking involved with the ride and the motivation to be able to fit his body inside the cars kept him on track. It took him 5 years and 760 visits to the park, but Hale met the 10,000 ride mark. It's Morning Edition.
Yeah, it's Morning Edition. 10,000 times on the Cars ride. Jason, what say you?
I'm just, real quickly, I'm just doing a little math here.
Sure.
He spent about $67,000 going to Disneyland. I just had to make sure
What if he got the season pass?
Well, then he only probably spent about $10,000. I don't know how much the pass is. It's probably, yeah, that's probably a much more equitable way to do it. Probably $500, $600.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But that's still a lot of Disneyland.
All right. If you're like me, you're tired of cheating. Cheating is everywhere. Anywhere where there's competition. If you ain't cheating, you're not trying. Right, Kareem?
That's right. That's how the saying goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it goes in Scrabble, too, apparently.
Kelly, give me a five-letter word to describe swapping out Scrabble tiles you don't like.
C-H-E-A-T.
Oh, what?
And it's one thing if your cousin tries that move at the kitchen table. It is another when you are one of the world's top Scrabble players.
Stefan Fatsis is author of the book Word Freak, Heartbreak, Triumph, Genius, and Obsession in the World of Competitive Scrabble Player.
Have the people on NPR always been so self-satisfied with their delivery?
Yes.
Because I'm playing stuff from NPR because I think part of the joke is how fucking self-satisfied they are with literally everything they do. If you hadn't caught on to that subtext of what we're doing here, let me finish.
Him to spell out the allegations.
He was basically accused of peeking at the tiles immediately after drawing them from the bag.
He is Alan Simmons, 60 years old, former UK...
From the bag.
National Scrabble champion, co-author of Official Scrabble Words. So it's pretty scandalous when somebody like him is accused of returning tiles that he didn't like for new ones.
For something like this to become public, it's extremely rare.
But it does happen. In 2012, a young player at the North American Championship broke the rules and was immediately kicked out of the tournament.
He was discovered to be taking the blank tiles before the game started and palming them and then pulling them out and using them.
Rules in these competitions are rigid. In timed matches, players are supposed to hold the bag with the tiles above eye level and show an empty palm to their opponent before reaching in.
In the old days, cheating was a little easier because Scrabble was played with the wooden tiles that come with the box. And because the letters are grooved and the blank tiles...
Oh, who fucking cares? God, I can't do it anymore. I'll play a lot of ridiculous shit all the way through, but I'm done with this.
Yeah, you know what? More Scrabble news.
Fuck.
The razor lettering could be seen slightly outside in the bag, so you could know or you could feel on the outside which letter.
All right, let me see if I can scrub ahead to the end of how they quote unquote cleverly ended this little news story.
We tried to reach him today. A woman who answered the phone said he didn't want to speak to the media.
In other words, he had no words for us.
Oh my God.
You know, Kareem, I'm not a black man, but even I'm angry for the appropriation of black culture in this way.
Oh my God. They did not play that for a Scrabble walk-off.
They did. They did. That's enough to make Dr. Dre go back to busting heads.
Wow.
Hey, just till the next episode.
So, they... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't
Hipster
listen...
to racism.
I do not listen to NPR. I never have. I never will. But these stories are amazing. And not in a good way. And I can just picture people in their cars listening to this stuff going, did you hear that? Then they get to work and they go, I was listening to NPR on the way in today.
Yes.
By the way, if you tell me that you were listening to NPR on the way somewhere, I stopped listening to you right at that point.
The Scrabble player, I just can't believe he cheated. Who gives a fuck?
If you start your conversation with, I was listening to NPR, you're trying to tell me that you're smarter than me, and you're not.
That's right.
Why does that mean that that's what's automatically being said?
But it is. It is what it is, Jason, and that's what it is. If that's your leadoff, I was listening to NPR. Nope. Don't need it. Now, if you start off with, I was listening to the Dog and Joe show.
Then your ears perk up.
Listen, I got to work with Dog and Joe last week. Phenomenal guys. Great guys. they're partnering with work for the toy drive. So.
Oh, awesome.
But they were both very cool. They showed up. They were prepared. They were ready to go. They were fantastic to work with.
You think you can give me a job, maybe?
An internship, I'm sure. A non-paid internship with the Dog and Joe show.
Or maybe I just do like overnights or something.
I have no idea.
No, just...
I don't know if overnights is a thing anymore.
I know, right? It's
automated. I think that's just the computer.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Pretty much just the computer.
Damn it.
Now, if you walk up to me and go, I was listening to the Nate Darling show the other day, then you're my pal. Then you're my pal.
Hey, everybody.
Leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Life hack.
Mm-hmm. That's your life hack. I was listening to NPR. Now, if you say I was listening to NPR and you're right, there are a bunch of self-satisfied assholes on there. Me and you were boys.
No, Nate, I was totally listening to your show the other day, and I totally agree with you, man. Those people are so self-satisfying in NPR.
Oh, my God. I'm probably going to buy you lunch at that point.
Shit. Everybody, lunch is on Nate.
You'll be a dollar menunaire.
Oh, it's coming back in January.
Yeah,
McDonald's dollar menu's coming back.
Okay. It's time to go back to Plattsburgh, New York. It's time for more Speak Out. Because as the weather gets colder and the days get shorter, people have much shorter fuses for the things that are going on. As a resident of Pointe aux Fers in Champlain, I would like to express my gratitude for Highway Superintendent Alan Racine. Alan worked tirelessly ferrying us to and from our homes for 6 weeks, day and night. Whether it's a flood or a blizzard, we can always count on Alan. See, something nice.
Go, Alan.
Yeah. It's time for Plattsburgh to live up to a new motto, a new energy. Modernizing our city with 100% clean and renewable energy will not only improve public health and air quality, but will also save money and natural resources, create jobs, and boost our economy. Burlington is now at 100% renewable energy by using the power of the Winooski River. Why not use the Saranac? We need to demand this in a new downtown project. Oh, good luck getting a new downtown project going through. No, absolutely do that, because that is going to completely fulfill Speak Out. That is going to really fill up Speak Out for me. Just saying. Hold on, I have to look for something, because I want to go ahead and get the proper music for the rest of... small town news. Jason, what was that song they were playing on NPR?
Oh, that was Next Episode by Dr. Dre.
Okay, hold on. I want to see what it's like to be on NPR. Oh, it's the Next Episode. Okay, got it. Oh, there's an instrumental version.
That's what they were playing.
Oh, well, we're going to go for the real version because we're not pussies.
Oh, here comes Nate Dogg.
Gas prices continually dropping around the state. Why does the price barely move in northern New York? What a scam!
Maybe they have oil close to them.
America the fee. We're getting fees on everything. I live 1 mile from the UPS FedEx. On a recent invoice listed, $3.54 residential surcharge, $3.74 area surcharge, and a 91-cent fuel charge. Just notified by UPS, they're now going to charge a peak holiday surcharge. This is getting out of hand by all companies. Please voice concerns.
bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, I'm talking, won't get you down with the sick.
Another frat house hazing still baffles me why anyone wants to join groups of fake friends. Anyone that would do stupid stunts they suggest must be desperate. Fraternities and sororities have a mission statement and have to submit their requirements for joining to the college for approval. Their requirements should be based on service to the community or country. How many goldfish you can eat and beers you can chug in an hour is moronic, said the person whose experience involves watching Animal House. How about a shovel a senior sidewalk all winter? Do something constructive. Be a leader, not a sheep.
Wow.
Somebody who needs their sidewalk shovels.
It says somebody that got turned down for being in the fraternity or sorority.
Hey, dogs are not supposed to be off-leash at Katyville Rec Park, not even Snoop. Folks, check the sign at the park entrance. Not all children or leash dogs enjoy having an uncontrolled dog run up on them at the trails of the soccer field. Maybe the park needs an additional signage.
Somebody try to get a job.
Here's my favorite one, though. It's titled Safety. And they simply write, "Is anyone safe anymore?" Nope. Nope.
Here it comes.
It would be a good idea that all doors of houses of worship be locked during masses or services so it would not enable crazy people to do crazy things. Like, what, burst in and shoot everybody?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
If you got that much firepower, you can probably shoot your way in. Just saying.
Smoke weed every day.
Hey, why is the behavior of Greek college groups tolerated? They killed a kid in the early 2000s. They were punished for sexist yelling to anti-rape protesters, and now this? And their parties disrupt the city? Ban them! Hey, how about parking the rail cars in Albany and using them as housing for homeless people? Insulate them, give them a regular door and maybe windows. Erect a shower, restrooms like in a campground, and voila, recycling at its best. But don't use oil cars for this.
Thanks for the help tip.
And finally, I would like to know when the Keysville Fire Department is going to hold an open house to show the taxpayers what we pay $3.5 million for.
$3.5?
Not that much.
Well, you clearly aren't familiar with Keysville. Ain't shit worth shit in Keysville. Now we're in the instrumental version of the song. We already made it through the original one. So.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for Speak Out, everybody. I want to say happy anniversary to you, Jason. I know your anniversary is coming up here.
And happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, sir.
Happy anniversary.
Appreciate it. Everybody have a very safe weekend. We have just over a month till Christmas. Do your shopping through that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
In fact, why don't you just go, you've already been to the podcast. Like, just go there right now and click the link and then save it.
Save it.
Save it, and then you don't have to worry about it for the rest of the season.
Just keep going back and doing it up. We may need new mic stands. We don't know.
We may need a new computer.
The boom. See, if the booms fall down, then you can't hear these guys. And that's happened
a couple times.
Don't let the booms fall.
And I had another mic stand. The boom actually broke. Strip thread.
Oh,
we're going to need to spend some money, so you need to help us out. Have a great weekend, everybody. Classic episode on Monday. And we'll be back next week with more fun and frivolity. And this, motherfuckers, is how you use Dr. Dre to end a radio segment. NPR bitches. Nate Man out.